வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of September, 1969, in London, England.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam மகாத்மானஸ்தே மகாந்தஸ்தே சமஜித்தா பிரசாந்தா விமன்னவஸ்து இது சாதவோ. The last meeting we had been discussing about the path of salvation. There are two paths. One path is to salvation. Salvation means liberation from this material bond. People do not understand what is material bondage, but those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are educated what is bondage and what is liberation. A spirit soul being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, he is by nature are very powerful. We do not know how much spiritual power we have got, but that is being suppressed by the material covering. Just like this fire. This fire, where if there are too many ashes, the heat of the fire is not properly felt. But you move the ashes and just fan it, and when it is blazing, then you get the proper heat and you can utilize it for so many purposes. Similarly, we as spirit soul, we have immense power, and God is the supreme spirit soul. So we cannot imagine how much power God has got. But even we, who are simply a minute particle, just like comparison is just like the fire and the sparks. The fire and the sparks, both of them are fire. The spark even, wherever the spark will fall, immediately it will burn. Similarly, we have got all the qualities in minute quantity of God. God has the creative force, therefore we are also creating so many things. The scientists, they are creating so many wonderful things. That is wonderful for persons like us, because we do not know how much wonderful one can play, that we do not know. We simply, just like we are giving very much credit to the person who is going to the moon planet by some machine. Oh, wonderful. But we do not see that who has created this planet, and they are floating in the air. Not only one planet, millions of planets, trillions of planets, each planet having different atmosphere, temperature, population, so many varieties. In the Brahma Sanghita it is stated, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti koti subasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam koti subasudhadi In each Brahmanda, in each universe, there are innumerable universes. This universe in which we are living, there is only one. And how it is one? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given information. It is just like one mustard seed in the bag of mustard. If you take a bag of mustard seed, you can imagine how many, you cannot count how many there are. Mustard seed. Out of that one mustard seed if you take. Similarly, there are so many universes that you cannot count. Out of so many universes, this is one universe. And this one universe also containing so many planets. Kotisu Vasudhadi. Vasudhadi, Bihuti Vinnam. Vasudha means planets. So they are of different qualities. Bihuti, Vinnam. Just like the sun planet is very hot. The moon planet is very cool. Similarly, other planets, they are watery, airy, variety. That's why even on this planet we have got varieties of climate. So, we should know how much creative force God has. Wonderful. So out of that wonderful creative force, we, living entities, we have got a little particle. And therefore we can manufacture these wonderful machines. And we are struck with wonder, oh, we have done so great things. No, we should try to understand, still farther, still farther. So, Srimad Bhagavat says that if you want to be free, free means just like you are trying to go to the moon planet by so many mechanical arrangements, but if you are free spiritually, then you can go any planet you like, immediately. The yogis, those are perfect yogis, not these nonsense yogis, those are perfect yogis. They can go at their will, any planet they like. That is yogic perfection. When a yogi becomes perfect, he dies. He does not die, he dies, this world is not actually applicable. When he leaves this body, actually nobody, we die, we simply quit this body and accept another body. We are forced by the laws of nature according to karma. By practice of yoga system, we can avoid the forcible nature's law, but we can leave this body according to our sweet will, not being forced by nature's law. Just like Bhishma Dev, he knew this yoga practice. Therefore, he was not to be killed unless he desired to die. Nobody could kill him. The yogis, still there are many yogis in India. They are living for 700 years, or 300 years, 400 years. They consider not yet perfect. Not yet perfect. They are trying to make perfection of the yoga practice. And they look like young men. They are 25 years, 30 years old. But they are 700 years old, 300 years old. They are still yogis. They are yogis. They are practice yogis. Still they consider they are not perfect. The perfection will be when a yogi at his sweet will can leave this body and can go any planet he likes. Not only within this material universe, but also even if he likes, he can go to the spiritual planet also. That is it. That's like Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni traveled within this universe and beyond this universe within 1 year. That is a statement is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There was a misunderstanding between him and a devotee, Maharaja Muris. So, for that reason he had to travel. He was attacked. And out of the fear of his life, he had to travel to go from one planet to another, one planet to another, to save his life. Ultimately he had to go to the Vishnu planet. He was so powerful. And if he said that this space travel covered by Dubhashamani took only 1 year. So, yoga practices, so, that is also a kind of freedom. We do not know what is freedom. Liberation, I am speaking on the point of liberation. But he was also not liberated. That Dubhashamani. Although he could travel from one planet to another, even after Vishnu Loka, he was not liberated. He had to come back. Liberation means that you go to the spiritual realm, the spiritual sky, and you do not come back again. It is not like that after spending many millions of dollars, you go to the moon planet and touch it and bring some sand and you are satisfied. You see? Don't rest in that. If you go, live there. Just like I came to the Western country to preach this Krishna consciousness. Now I'm leaving. I'm not after taking some money and bluffing and well. No. I'm standing here. I'm facing. Come on. Any philosopher, any scientist, any religions, come on and see the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So that is going. Go in the moon planet. Don't come back. Simply by touching, we have done tremendous. What tremendous job. So that kind of freedom is not wanted. Freedom means wherever you like you can go, you can stay, nobody can check. That is liberation. That is liberation. So here it is said that if you want that sort of liberation, then mahat seva dharma hutti mukti. If you want that sort of liberation, then associate with mahatmas, great souls. And if you want to be stuck up in this material world, then you associate with persons who are addicted to sense gratification. That's two processes. If you be addicted to the process of sense gratification, like animals, they have no other information. They are simply engaged in sense gratification, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. Their business finished. They do not know anything else. If I call some animals, why people are not taking part in this Krishna consciousness? Because they are animals. They are appearing with four hands or legs, but they have been trained to become animals. So they cannot take. But we are trying to train them from animalism to humanity by associating with this Krishna consciousness movement. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is to give chance to this animalistic civilization to associate with devotees and mahatmas so that they can also become devotee and mahatma. You associate with Mahatma, you become Mahatma. You associate with devotees, you become devotees. Practical. We are taking from the debauchery condition, all are disciples. But they are now Mahatmas. It is possible by this Krishna consciousness movement. We can turn divorce into Mahatma. That is possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is so nice. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Papi tapi jato chila hori name uddharila. Tara shakhi jagayarma. Narottam Das Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Sankirtan movement has delivered all kinds of fallen souls, papi tapi. Papi means sinful, and tapi means suffering. If you become sinful, then you must suffer. If you, just like if you contaminate some disease, you must suffer. Similarly, if you contaminate sinful activity, then you must suffer. Papi tapi jato chila harinama uddharila. They have been delivered. So, how they have been delivered? Tara shakti jagayarma. The living example is jagayarmada. What was the jagayarmada's fault that is considered papita? They were addicted to these four principles. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. They were addicted to these principles. They are born in high Brahmin families. But by a bad association, they become a drunkard number one, woman hunters, meat eaters, and gamblers, and gundas, like anything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process was that he used to send daily his devotees to go and chant Hare Krishna and preach Hare Krishna, just like you are trying to do here. You are sending our devotees. So, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered such persons. Papi tapi jato chila harinama uddhar. So, why they are called papi tapi? The papis, the sinful men, they never enjoy. Just like in New York you have seen, in Bowery Street, the drunkard, what is called? Alcoholic, bum person, what do they call? What is the name? Bums. Yes, the bums. Just see how nasty they are, and they were lying down on the street, and as soon as get some money, immediately go to the wine shop, purchase one bottle, and not eating nicely, no dress, nothing of the, many of them, the Bowery Street is famous for that purpose. So they are not happy, but they are thinking they are happy. This is Maya. This is Maya. The materialistic persons, by engaging themselves in sinful activities, they are not happy. But they are thinking that we are happy. They, in this European portion of the world, they are, we have experienced two big wars. And still, the war cloud is always there, not only here, everywhere. So this materialistic civilization, actually, the people are not very happy. And as I have told you, that people are going to live underground next 100 years. That means they will lose this freedom of living in the free air for fear of this atomic attack. That is predicted in the World Almanac. You have seen that people are going to live unless they, sometimes they will come out to have fresh air in the surface. otherwise they will have to live underground. So, actually, we are, by advancing this materialistic way of life, for the time being, we may feel happy, but we do not know how much risk we are taking in our life. That science is not yet discussed. That science is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that if you hear also, we have begun, that this life is not meant for simply sense gratification with hard labor. No. This life is meant for restraining. Restraining. Tapa. We have to restrain our business of sense gratification. Without restraining our business of sense gratification, it is not possible to make ourselves liberated. That is not possible. This is entanglement. Satsanga chari kainu asate vilas. If people give up the association of this Krishna consciousness society and they simply indulge in the sense gratificatory process, then more and more they will be entangled. Satsanga chari kainu asate vilas. Te karane lagilo mor karma bandha phas. People are now entangled in hard working. Actually, human life should be very easy, no hard work, living very simple life and eating very healthy food, living in open space, no quarrel, no antagonism, everyone is happy, everyone is free. That is human civilization. Not to become entangled. But at the present moment, we have become entangled. So, Rishabdev says that mahasevadara mahodvimukti, if we actually want liberation from this entanglement, then we should associate with Mahatmas, great souls. And who is a great soul? That is being described. We have discussed some of the symptoms of great soul. The gross great soul is samachitta, equal to everyone. Great soul is never angry, they are friend to everyone. And sadhava. Sadhava means sadacha. Clean habits. A Mahatma cannot be implicated with those four principles of sinful life. That is the first test. No illicit sex life, no gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication. This is called sadacha, clean habit. Anything beyond this, unclean habit. So here it is, stated, sadhava. Sadhava means sadacha, clean health. Then, it is said, jiva mahi se kritasau hidartha. Now, this Mahatma is specifically indicated for a sannyasi, a perfect sannyasi, renowned sorrow. Their characteristics is there. And another Mahatma, suppose one is in household life, question may be whether a Mahatma can be in the household life or not. That is being discussed. Yes, in household life also there can be Mahatma. Just like Advaita Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Mahaprabhu. They are all households. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a householder, he married twice. His first wife died, he married for the second time. Regular householder. Although he left household life very early. He was only 24 years old. Therefore, he had no children. But Nityananda Prabhu had one child, Virbhadra. And Advaita Prabhu had two, three children, of which Achyutananda was very highly elevated. Similarly, Srivas Thakur, he had children. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say that one has to become in the renounced order or sannyasi, then he becomes a Mahatma. No. We also do not propagate such idea. At least I am not doing that. I am creating household, ideal household. And my ideas are being fruitful. Here in London, I send 6 householders. And they are doing nice. Sincerely they are working. Therefore I am very much proud of them. So here is also the statement that in it's not required that a sannyasi is only Mahatma, but a grihastha can be is also Mahatma. The grihastha Mahatma, his symptoms are described. Jeva maise kritaso hidartha. Their only business is to please Krishna. That is the first quality. They have no other business. Jeva maise kritaso hidartha. Then how they deal with others? The grihastha has to live. A sannyasi may live alone in forest or in Himalaya or in a secluded place in Vrindavan or somewhere. But a grihastha, he has to deal with ordinary persons, so many others, businessmen or ordinary people. So that is stated here, that a grihastha mahatma, his first symptom is that he has no other business than to please Krishna. That is his first business. And so for dealing with others, that is janeshu deham bharavartikeshu griheshu jayatma jarati mastu na priti jukta javad athasaluke. Very nice. What does he say? That people who are simply interested in maintaining this body and sense gratification. Deham bharavartikeshu. Deham means this body. And bhara means maintaining. And bhartik means occupation. Now you analyze everyone in this world. What is their business? Their business is how to maintain this body. That's all. If you ask somebody, my dear sir, what you are doing? Oh, I am doing this business. Why you are doing this business? Oh, I must get money, otherwise how can I maintain myself? This is called dehambhara bhaktikesh. Their only engagement is how to maintain this body. This is their business. So janeshu dehambhara bhaktikeshu and griheshu, a householder has got home. And jaya, jaya means wife. Atmaja, atmaja means children. Rati, some money, bank balance or some wealth. Rati. Or persons who are engaged simply for the business of maintaining this body. Their only business is how to maintain a home, how to maintain a wife, how to maintain children, how to have good bank balance. In this way, their life is like that. But a householder, who is Mahatma, whose only business is to satisfy Krishna, for him, these things are not Priti Jukta, not very pleasing. Not very. Not Priti Jukta. Then, what is that dealing? Javadarthasila. They deal as much as required. That's all. I have to deal with some gentleman who is completely out of our this Krishna consciousness movement, but I have to deal with him. How I have to deal? As much as possible to avoid him, but so far the business is concerned, all right. Just like a businessman talks with another businessman, so far profit is concerned, that's all. No matter. A businessman, a lawyer, talks with his client so much, especially in America, they cannot waste their time. Or any businessman will not waste their time. They will talk. Similarly, a householder, a devotee, whose only business is to satisfy Krishna, they will deal with other persons. Other person means those who are simply interested for maintaining this body, wife, children in this world, they have no other ideas. We should not have any very intimate relationship, but we shall have to deal with them. We deal with them only as far necessary. No more, that's all. We shall try to avoid them as far as possible. But because we are living with the human society, we have to deal with such persons. So our dealing should be so far as required, not more than that. Then if one leads a household life in this way, keeping his viewpoint only in Krishna, in the lotus feet of Krishna, and other dealings superfluous, he is also not. He is also not. Na priti jukta javadarthasya loke mayi se krita saurartha purushartha jisa. A householder, Mahatma, has only one aim, how to attain the perfection or stage of love of God. That is the aim. Generally, a householder in the modern civilization, they are simply trying to accumulate money, increase the bank balance, and make the society, friendship and love as the an object of life, and they have no other vision. But a person who is Mahatma, his aim is different. His aim is how to make my life perfect in Krishna consciousness. How to please Krishna. How to make friendship with Krishna. Everyone is seeking some friend. That is a fact. Businessman or lawyer or politician, everyone is seeking some friend. Without friends, society, friendship or love, these things are required. But a Mahatma householder, he is seeking actual friendship with Krishna. He says so without that, because he knows if Krishna is my friend, just like Arjuna sought friendship with Krishna. Duryodhana sought friendship with Krishna's power. Krishna divided himself because it was family warfare between two cousin brothers. And Krishna was also related with both of them by family relationship. So he said, how can I take part with one and not with the other? Then that will be my partiality. So, anyway, I divide myself into two. I am alone, one side. And in which side I shall go, I shall not fight. I shall not touch even a weapon. And the other side, all my soldiers. Krishna had many soldiers. So Duryodhana thought that I shall take Krishna's soul, yes. And Arjuna thought, I shall take Krishna only, even he does not fight. So, this is a determination of Mahatmas, that they want simply Krishna's friendship. Mai sauhidartha. Jiva mai si krita sauhidartha. Janeshu deham bharavatkesu griheshu jayat majarati matsu na priti jukta javadathasya loke. Javadathasya loke, just to deal with other persons as much as necessary, not more than that. But to keep friendship with devotees, that is necessary. Not that I shall not intimately mix, intermingle with the devotees. That is required. A devotee has got four business. Ishvara priti, love for God, Krishna, friendship with devotees, and kindness to the neophytes, and rejection to the non-devotees. These four principles. A devotee's only lovable object is Krishna. His only friend is devotee, another devotee. Ishare tadadhaneshu balisheshu visasucha prema maitri kripa upekha ja karati samadha. Ishare means Krishna. Prema, love. To love Krishna. Maitri means friendship. Maitri with whom? Tadadhaneshu, those who are under the control of Krishna. Everyone is under the control of Krishna. By this way or that way. But those who are given to Krishna voluntarily, surrender soul, I am speaking of them, tadadhaneshu. Everyone is just like any citizen in this state, are under the control of this state, rules and regulations. But some of them, they say, we don't care for the government. So they are forced to obey the government laws in the prison house. And the free citizens means who are voluntarily abiding by the laws of the state. Similarly, any living entity is under the laws of God. There is no doubt about it. But those who are voluntarily accepting the laws of God and giving service to the Supreme Lord, they are called devotees. And those who have revolted and been forced by Maya to abide by the laws of God, they are called non-devotees. This is the difference between devotees and non-devotees. But both the devotees and non-devotees, they must obey the laws of Krishna. There is no exception. There is no exception. This is Maya. He is being forced, the non-devotee is being forced to act. Prakite kyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. He is under the spell of the modes of material nature. And he is being forced to act under the spell of material nature. But he is thinking, I am free, I don't care for God. This is called Maya. He is being kicked by Maya, but he will not agree to abide by the orders of Krishna. He will agree to be kicked by Maya. That is his business. That will agree. Yes, let me be kicked by Maya. So nobody is free by constitutional position. Nobody is free from the laws of God. But those who are voluntarily accepting, they are devotees. And those who are not accepting, falsely declaring themselves independent, they are non-devotees. This is it.